background and experience makes her the best choice for all of us for Department 17. Vote for Anna Albertson for District Court Judge in Department 17.
Paid for and authorized by the committee to elect Albertson.
Take a listen to your speakers.
Over here.
And over here. Unimpressive, right?
Imagine having 17 speakers powered by 710 watts all around you, even in the ceiling. Better? We think so. The all-new Acura TLX with the available ELS Studio 3D Premium Audio System. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
Live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Voters are getting out in record numbers in the 2020 election. Wisconsin Biden voter Mariah Foster says the pandemic played a big part in her choice today.
Our president isn't doing much about it when it comes to COVID, and that's a big factor in who I'm voting for today as well, because we're like 9 months into COVID, and it's still getting worse and not getting better.
While John Pender, waiting in an hour-long line to vote in Council Bluffs, Iowa, says he's a proud Trump supporter.
Best president ever. He's the best thing since sliced bread.
And why do you say that?
He's done more than he promised to do. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. And he loves America.
All eyes are on battleground states, including Pennsylvania, Florida, Iowa, Georgia, and Michigan. Mr. Trump began the day on an upbeat note, predicting that he'd do even better than in 2016. Biden was also upbeat, praising the voter turnout. Austrian authorities say five people have died, including a terrorist, and 17 others were wounded in a shooting in the heart of Vienna yesterday, hours before a coronavirus lockdown started. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Austria's interior ministry says two men and two women have died from their injuries in the attack on Monday evening. A suspected attacker, who was carrying an assault rifle and a fake suicide vest, was also shot and killed by police. Initial investigations indicate the suspect had sympathised with the Islamic State group. One news agency has reported police have searched his apartment and other premises as well. Authorities are still trying to determine whether further attackers may be on the run. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The suspect was identified as a 20-year-old Austrian North Macedonian dual citizen with a previous terror conviction for attempting to join the Islamic State group in Syria. On Wall Street, the Dow by 554 points, the Nasdaq rose 202. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal entry, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, today is Election Day. It's your last chance to vote, this time in person. Polls are open until 7 o'clock tonight at the 125 voting centers throughout Clark County. Today is also the final day to send in your mail ballot via the U.S. Postal Service. Your ballot must be postmarked by today in order to be counted. You can also drop off your mail ballot at any voting center without having to wait in line. And remember, under state law, if you are in line to vote at 7 o'clock tonight, you will be allowed to vote no matter how long it takes. Metro Police say they are prepared for any possible safety threats that might happen this election day. Officials say they are opening a development operations center at police headquarters to monitor potential safety threats in real time. Metro also has 600 non-patrol officers and detectives on standby to respond to any possible emergencies. A Carson City judge blocks a lawsuit brought on by the Nevada GOP in the president's re-election campaign, which wanted changes made to the way Clark County is processing those mail-in ballots. The lawsuit was filed Friday, asking the court to force Clark County election officials to alter how the counting and verifying of the mail-in ballots happen.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Lane restrictions causing some delays as you work your way through the airport tunnel on southbound Paradise at Russell. You're bumper to bumper as you work your way through there. Also delays on Interstate 15, both directions. They're doing some bridge work, and that is mainly between Craig and Cheyenne.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen
up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for Election Day 2020. Joining us now, a guy that's been with us every step of the way, I think. He is Mark Lauder, and he is Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. He is at the campaign headquarters in our nation's capital, and he joins us. Mark, what's the mood like at campaign headquarters?
It's good. It's very focused. We're not taking anything for granted. We're making sure that every vote for President Trump and people who love this country out there gets out to vote, because this is not about polls anymore. This is a math equation, and the math works for President Trump's reelection. We know how many votes he needs. Democrats didn't get their early vote lead, and so when we get the vote out, we have four more years of President Trump.
Let me ask you, was there any thought of sending the president or the vice president out this morning? East Coast, maybe the Midwest, send them someplace for a couple of rallies?
No, the problem with doing that, Kevin, is that when you do that, the president obviously takes a massive amount of security, takes a massive amount of volunteers. And by the way, we don't need people packing rallies right now. We need people packing the polls. And so sending them out there will disrupt traffic, it disrupts flow, and it also takes the voters' attention away because they're going to want to come see the president, of course, when we should be having them stand in line and show their support for him by casting the votes.
I talked in Traverse City last night to a confident Vice President Mark Pence, talked with him on the program. Is that confidence shared by others in the campaign?
Absolutely. I mean, when we look at each one of these battleground states, the early vote that the Democrats, the lead they should have had, they don't have. In many cases, it's evaporated to next to nothing, and it's in many cases half or less of the way than what they had in 2016 when we won many of these battleground states. So the Democrats have a math problem, and they know it, and that's why they're panicking, and they're trying to find at the last minute flipping other states, like by sending Kamala Harris to Texas. I mean, you don't win Texas by running about on ending oil and taking people's guns.
What are the states that you view as the most precarious for the president of these battleground states, where maybe you were a couple of points behind coming into today?
Well, I think we're right there. We're actually ahead of where we were in 16 in all of these battlegrounds. And so some of them will be maybe a little closer than they were. Some of them, I think, will actually be a lot bigger than what we won in 2016. I mean, our vote operation, get out the vote operation, data team, and the enthusiasm that you see in boat parades and car rallies and all this other stuff. I mean, these people are ready to go. I mean, we were kind of joking around here yesterday that, you know, election day at these polling places is going to look like a MAGA rally.
What are the early trends? And I know it's still really early in the counting. Are there any trends you're seeing around the country that are positive for the president?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of turnout in traditional Republican areas. We're actually seeing turnout in places where we need there to be a good early turnout. So we're feeling very good, but we're not going to rest. I mean, we're not Hillary Clinton's campaign. We're not going to start ordering fireworks until we actually have this thing won. And so that's what we're focused on today. And I'll tell you something, too. I think people should be keeping an eye on Nevada, because I think Nevada is one of the likeliest states to flip for the president, along with Minnesota. He's been out there. He knows it. You guys know the impact of Joe Biden's policies and how disastrous it will be for your economy. And I think that Nevada is one of the states to watch.
Let me just ask you, attorneys are on standby. What will they be looking for in the hours either during or after the polling?
Well, I think the thing we're going to be looking for the most is whether Democrats are going to try to change the rules again, like midstream, as they're trying to do this. I mean, we've already seen the nonsense that Nevada is trying to do by counting ballots that were received by the end of the week with no postmarks. I mean, that's not how we do elections in this country. We don't have an election week. We have an election day. And you're definitely not going to – the IRS is not going to let you turn in your taxes late and not penalize you for it. Why should we – would we give you that option when voted?
Let me just ask you, though. This is an election unlike any other, and I'm just curious about exit polling. Is there going to be a lot of exit polling being done in the early hours of this election to where you'll get a better feel for what the electorate's going to look like?
Well, I mean, we always get that kind of information. I know the Associated Press and other media organizations do exit polling. From our standpoint, you know, we're not looking at projections again. We're not looking at modeling. We're actually looking at results on the ground. And trust me, our data operation is so advanced. We know precinct by precinct in every battleground state the exact number of votes we had that we need and where we are on that. And we can even get to the point where I could send a volunteer out and say, here are 30 people in your neighborhood. Go call them, knock on their door, wave at their windows until they get to vote. That's how advanced we are.
That is absolutely incredible. I worry a lot about what happens in the hours after polls closing when we start talking about states that are flipping or not flipping. We've seen all of the footage of stores that are boarding up, businesses, downtown areas, not just in D.C. or New York, but across the nation. Do you worry about what comes after the election tonight?
I really do. And you know what? That's really sad to say. I mean, these cities are boarding up, including like cities that you wouldn't expect, like my hometown of Indianapolis, Indiana, where Kansas City, I've heard that they're boarding up. And by the way, they're not boarding up to protect themselves from conservatives or Trump supporters. I mean, they're boarding up to protect these businesses from the radical left-wing mob. And I was thinking that if for no other reason, that if we need another reason to send to vote for President Trump, is at least to say, you know what, I'm sending a message to the mob. That's not how we work our politics in this country. We vote, we count them, we declare a winner, we salute the flag, and we go on being Americans. We don't take to the street when we don't get our way.
I want to ask you about the president. I was watching him throughout yesterday and really the last couple of days where he's doing five rallies a day. I'm watching him in Grand Rapids, Michigan after 1 a.m. Eastern time. What time did he finally get home to the White House? Because I know he was up with Fox and Friends this morning, I think. What time did he get back last night?
It was well after, I think, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning when he got back to Joint Base Andrews in the White House. But you know what? That's how he is. I mean, this is a guy who did five rallies yesterday, five rallies Sunday, four on Saturday, four on Friday. I mean, he does more rallies in a day than Joe Biden does in a week.
Let me just ask you, as far as the mood of the campaign and the folks there, are they as confident as you are? Because you sound very, very confident going into these final hours.
They're confident, but they're focused. I mean, that's the great thing about this campaign. You know, unlike 2016, when we were building the airplane in the air with duct tape, this campaign is extremely professional, extremely organized. It's basically a $1.6 billion massive corporation that ends tomorrow, but and for all intents and purposes. But these people know what their job is. And as excited as they are and as focused, they're focused on getting their job done, because our jobs don't end until this president is reelected.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Mark Lauder, I know you are busy. I appreciate you spending some time with us. I know you're waiting for the president. He's going to be coming over to the campaign headquarters. That is a very, very good sign. Be safe, my friend, and we will talk again soon, I hope.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, Kevin. Thanks.
That's Mark Lauder, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. And as I said, he's been with us from the very, very beginning of this thing a couple of years ago. And he's back to kind of close things out for us. Stick around. Coming up, the Vice President of the United States, a surprise visitor to Live and Local last night. We had a chance to talk to him. You'll hear it coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is one of those days that I think we will all remember this day for maybe as long as we live, because this is the most important election of our lifetime. More on that coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Who's going to be in for the next 4 years? Will it be President Trump or will it be the Biden crew? We don't know yet, but you know what? Either way, I promise we're going to be okay. We'll talk about it.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086, or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited-time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Tell you what, let's take you back to last night. Yeah, yesterday afternoon, I had a chance to visit with no less than the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. This is what it sounded like. I first met Mike Pence, the Vice President, when he was not Vice President. This was years ago when I was filling in for Dr. Bill Bennett on the Salem Radio Network on a regular basis, and he was a regular guest because I liked having him on. We hook up again. In fact, I met him in person at Treasure Island when he was here for an event, and he joins us now. Mr. Vice President, thank you so much for taking time out of a whirlwind schedule. It's good to talk to you again.
Kevin Wall, it's great to hear your voice. Congratulations on all your success on KMCQ, man. You've just been incredible. And I remember those days fondly, and here we are the night before what I believe is going to be a great victory all across America when we reelect President Donald Trump. But make no mistake about it, Nevada's going to loom very large in that decision, and I'm grateful to have a chance to be on your show.
Where are you calling us from today?
I'm actually sitting on the tarmac. Traverse City, Michigan. We wrapped up our third rally of the day. The president's in Wisconsin about to start his fourth, and then he and I will finish in Grand Rapids, Michigan tonight, probably be after midnight. But we're going to run through the tape on this thing. But I got to tell you, the crowds have been incredible. People are excited. I think it's all, Kevin, because you know, 4 years ago it was promises made. A guy saying we can rebuild our military. We can be standing tall in the world again. We can revive our economy by cutting taxes, rolling back red tape, fighting for fair trade. We can have conservatives on our court, stand with law and order. And now here we stand, even after a very challenging year, in the worst global pandemic in a century. But it's a president who's literally kept every promise that he made in 2016. And when you look at how we bring this economy, bring America all the way back, there's only one choice, and that's 4 more years of President Donald Trump.
Again, Vice President Mike Pence joining us from Traverse City, Michigan. They'll close out the campaign, we think, at about 1 o'clock in the morning in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is there any thought to going back out tomorrow morning somewhere?
Well, you know, the thing you get used to with being around President Trump is that, you know, all things are possible. His energy level, Kevin. I'm going to say, probably like yours. I mean, you're a dynamo. President Trump just goes and goes. But I got to tell you, his enthusiasm is contagious. But the enthusiasm of these crowds, my wife Karen and I started today in Pennsylvania in bitterly cold weather, and to see, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people that come out to cheer on 4 more years is very exciting. So we've got literally more than 2.5 million volunteers that are working on voter turnout tomorrow. And you know, we're going to be rallying them and working on voter turnout. But look, I think there's a great victory coming. I really do, because of what this president has done, and because you got Joe Biden. I mean, just at the time, Kevin, that Nevada and America are starting to get back on their feet. We saw 11.5 million Americans go back to work, including tens of thousands in Nevada. Karen and I were just there a few short days ago. But now you got Joe Biden talking about he's going to raise taxes by $4 trillion, pass a $2 trillion Green New Deal, and he said he's going to shut down the economy again. And look, we're not going to do that. We're going to get a vaccine. We're going to defeat the virus, and we're going to keep opening up America again. It's just a clear choice between a 47-year career politician that wants to raise taxes and grow government and a proven job creator that is already overseeing the most rapid economic recovery in American history. That's President Donald Trump.
In our final couple of minutes, and again, the Vice President of the United States joining us, and we thank him for doing this from Traverse City, Michigan. Are you worried about the day after this election, assuming the president wins 4 more years? All we've seen today are pictures of New York and Washington and other American cities where they're boarding up businesses because they fear violence. Are you worried about what comes after Election Day?
Well, look, I mean, what we saw over the course of this summer in major cities around this country demands vigilance by law enforcement at the federal, state, and local level. And I just know our law enforcement officers are prepared. But the truth is, I mean, the radical left, the Antifa, the anarchist crowds out there would never miss any excuse to riot and loot and burn. And we're just going to make sure that cities and communities, whether it's calling out their National Guard or otherwise, have the resources to be in front of it, make it clear they're not going to put up with it. I mean, the people that suffer the most when we saw the rioting and the looting this summer are the very same minority communities that many of the activists profess to be marching to defend. I stood by the ruin of an African American businesswoman salon in Minneapolis, Flora Westbrook. I mean, she's an incredible person, Kevin. She built that salon with her own two hands 35 years ago, and she told me a few days after the killing of George Floyd how she watched the looters and the rioters come closer and closer until the day they burned her out. Look, we're going to be there the day after the election for 4 more years, standing with law enforcement at every level and making sure we have law and order for every American of every race, creed, and color.
Can you give us, in our final minute, your views on Nevada? We have right now 58% of Nevada's registered voters have already cast their ballots. 420,000 registered voters still have not voted. They'll be, some of them at least, will be voting tomorrow on Election Day. Can you give me your forecast for Nevada? Are you going to be able to carry Nevada?
We're working our hearts out. You know, we've been through there. The president's been through there. And frankly, you know, the president's been, you know, his family for years have been in business in Las Vegas, a great city, and he loves Nevada. We all do. I was in Reno just the other day. I just tell people in Nevada, look, get out and vote. If you want a president that'll keep cutting taxes, that'll keep standing with law enforcement, you want a you want a president who will keep opening up America again, appointing conservatives to our courts, stand with law enforcement, stand with our military, then you want four more years of President Donald Trump. And I guarantee you, every vote will count in Nevada, and we really believe, we really do believe, that when all the dust settles, we're going to have a great victory all across America. And I know how much it would mean to the president to see us carry the great state of Nevada. So I encourage everybody, get out and vote,
Mr. Vice President.
Really make a difference.
Mr. Vice President, thank you so much for.